Hello, welcome to the Bat's Ass Manga Podcast. This week we're talking about Dragon Ball chapters 321 to 330, or if you're me, 127 to 136. This week I'm joined by Ryu, Obliviousness Incarnate.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but...
That's okay, because we're also joined by Hut, Heinous Hooping Man.
Hey, I'll take it.
And I'm your host as always, Ben. Let's get into the chapter, shall we?
For the record, I do know what that means. I'm oblivious.
Yes, this is what that meant, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, I was oblivious on that one.
There exactly.
You got it. That's a good one.
That's because usually when you give me a title, I generally don't know what that means. Usually.
I feel like most of the time I'm pretty like... I guess I always just like go off of something random and then like you just have to happen to remember it.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah.
I mean, this was a reference to yesterday, but it's fine.
Yesterday.
But yeah, it happens. I don't even remember what it references, but...
Precisely. You never remember. And that's why I'm never like prepared if you guys respond to... the names outside of the intro. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? This was not part of the plan.
Fuck. Anyway.
All right. Take it away.
We got some Balin and some dragons. Yeah, actually, we do.
Actual facts.
Yeah, factual.
True.
Of course, we start off with the Frieza vs. Goku fight, which finally fucking ends. Because we've been here for 3 weeks with this fight.
Mm-hmm. Yep, which means that I can finally talk about something that I've been wanting to talk about since, like, the first fucking, like, the second week that we've been here.
Last week. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, so remember when Frieza said that the planet will blow up in 5 minutes? Hutt, as a resident Dragon Ball expert, how many episodes did that take in the anime?
Oh, my God.
5 minutes.
Around like 30? Like it took
30 episodes?
Oh wait, that's probably the fight as a whole. It was probably like 10, 13 for the 5 minutes portion. It was a long fight, bro. It was a long fight.
I'm pretty sure it was like 3 to 4 hours of screen time.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Sounds about right.
Nah. Yeah.
So this is what we were talking about with infamous Dragon Ball pacing. This is how bad the pacing got at the time that like this was releasing.
That's crazy.
This is one of the most infamous moments in, I would dare say, anime history of bad pacing as well.
Like, if it was 20 minutes, so like maybe like even 2 episodes, I could have like been like, okay, but the Dragon Ball and the fights are going really fast, so they're like slowing it down for the viewer, and then by that the 5 minutes take longer. See, I could have excused that, but multiple hours, I'm sorry. But no.
See, it makes sense for the manga. You know, it's nice. The manga actually does it, you know. The 5 minutes, I'm fine with that in the manga, right? It's not, it goes by pretty quickly, right?
I mean, normal reading speed, you'd probably be there in like 10. But yeah, even then, like...
Yeah, so...
Yeah, but like in inverse, because these guys move fucking fast, right?
Exactly.
But, like, in the anime, bro, they were, like, chatting for a whole episode.
They were whole yapping.
Throwing some hands. Oh, it was rough.
Throwing some hand signs.
Yeah, whoosh. And it's crazy that One Piece actually managed to take the throne on this for the longest fight. Like...
It's Katakuri, right, after this?
Yeah, Luffy versus Katakuri. Yeah. Since this was the...
It's still wild, man. That's the one that broke the record. It had to be Katakuri. Like post-time skip.
Kaido. Yeah.
Kaido beat it again, I assume.
Did it?
No. Katakuri versus
I mean,
Luffy is the longest Rufy's fight in anime. And this is like... if we count the whole thing, like the whole jumping and stuff, I guess it's longer. But even then, I think Katakuri versus Luffy is...
If you go specifically 1v1s... Then it's Katakuri versus Luffy, but I feel like if you go fights, I feel like then the fight against Kaido and Big Mom in that would be longer.
I don't think so. Still,
I mean, regardless, like this had a really bad precedent because this is essentially like why, like I said, I think there's like this with like one of the fights that happens in Naruto, and then like the are like the like front runners of like bad pacing fights.
It's yeah, Dragon Ball, Naruto, and One Piece have three bad pacing fights. But
I want Bleach.
Bleach is actually like really good in that, because what it does mostly, like I can't be misremembering. I'm pretty sure that like there are a couple of instances where it like a bit dragged out. But mostly like what Bleach does is they just like put in filler arcs.
Yeah, put a plop a whole filler arc in there.
Like
yeah,
how old Naruto like, used to do it. Where they have like
Naruto didn't never really did that fully.
No,
yeah, Naruto just had like a while, just had a filler part and then just went and continued.
Yeah, they had a few filler episodes, but even like in OG Naruto, they fully, there's one fight, I won't say which fight, there's one fight in original Naruto that dragged on for so long. I honestly thought it was like Frieza versus Goku length, because it was crazy.
Was it in the second big arc?
Yes.
Was it on the roof?
Yes, it was on the roof.
I got you. Yeah, that one. Now I remember that one. That one was infamous.
It was long as fuck. That was.
Every time we come back to it, it's like, oh my god, we're going again.
Still going on, bro. Why are they having a tug of war for so long?
Let's talk about Frieza versus Goku again, because Goku wants all the smoke, and I love it.
I love it. That's great.
Goku's like, nah, I'm beating this motherfucker. I don't care what the fuck you do. I'm beating him.
He was just in his bag, man. He was like,
yeah.
And he was like, hey, King Kai, I swear to you, if you pull me off this planet, I'll never forgive you, bro. Never.
I'll kill myself and beat your ass.
Yeah.
No, but real.
He would have. He definitely would have.
He said, I won't forgive you for this.
Yeah.
I swear on my life.
It's on sight if you do this.
Yeah. And he was pissed. You know, makes sense.
Also, Goku's trash talk phenomenal. When he gets to it, this is some good ass shit talk.
Yeah. Goku can be disrespectful if he wants to. Like Nappa versus Goku, like when he just stood on his head, bro. That was crazy.
This is a whole new level. Like he's got super trash talk on lock right now. Like it's fucking damn.
I guess that wasn't the only thing that transformed.
Like, damn. Yup.
Guess not. Oof. Part of the transformation, probably. He got how do you say this? The ego of a Saiyan back or something.
Yeah, like this is also what Kai said, right? Like he said, "Well, you know, this is what it means to be a Super Saiyan."
He's warrior awakened by rage, Super Saiyan. Like this is not the Goku we know, right?
The warrior awakened by rage just turned into Michael Jordan. Prime MJ, he's trash talking.
Like I do like that Frieza is like upload the pieces like I did with the little Earthling, and then Goku's like, you did that the Earthling. You mean Kuren? You mean Kuren?
Yeah.
And he took that personally.
Yeah. Like the train of thought is put out there well, but he's like in a state of just absolute rage, so you're not thinking like quickly, you're just like in steps, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
He's breaking it down,
right.
And then he breaks Frieza down.
Yep,
or so. Anyway.
So one of the things, like, I was in call with Ryu like yesterday, and he was reading the chapters and he responded to something.
I was really fucking angry about Bulma, purely because when the like whole wish thing was going on, she was just being the worst at communication. Like when the planet finally blew up, when like Goku finally killed Frieza, they were like the planet, like she just screamed out, "Oh yeah, Goku died." And Goku was right there. Like, they didn't even have confirmation.
She
didn't think
that it would matter, because she was like, oh, we can just bring him back with the Namekian Dragon Balls.
I'm telling you, bro, the dependence on the Dragon Balls are going to backfire one day. Like, listen.
Yeah, I'm just like,
they already have. They have. They have. Yeah. When we lost Kami, we were cooked for a while. Like, we had to go to this planet because we were cooked because we lost the dependence on the Dragon Balls.
Any Dragon Balls.
Yeah.
I gotta also be honest, like, this is pretty much where I go, okay, I don't know if the Dragon Balls are, like, a good mechanic as of right now. because
especially not like, with the infinite revive possibility. Like, what's the point of that? Yes, that's
like I said this the first time that Dragon Balls were used for res. I said I don't know how long till this is detrimental to the stakes.
Yeah.
Right. And this is where I feel like we're gonna start seeing it. Because I'm already like, because the thing, like the way I have it written down right now is like we're like chapters on chapters to like come to terms with Krillin's death, right? Goku avenged him. Goku accepted the fact he wasn't coming back and had to do something about it. That's why he beat Frieza, right? And so when like they were talking about like, yeah, Krillin, like, you know, Krillin's dead and he's not coming back. I had like accepted that as read. I was like, okay, you know what? We'll move forward. We'll see what we can do. And, you know, but at least he's been avenged. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, we can res him again.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Chris,
why? Like, why?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sucks.
I don't know.
Putting use as just like
revival, essentially. The balance between the two, like Shenlong and I forget his name, the other dragon. Baronga. Like, their balance is weird because Baronga is clearly stronger. He's bigger. He has 20 wishes.
He can
infinitely revive. Basically, he's just in the gym whenever he's not on duty. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Shenlong's like reading a fucking book.
Yeah.
Being a nerd. Think? Anyway, and then Shenlong is like more powerful in that one wish, as in like he can be much further out. He can do much further things, I guess. Yeah. But
they have like not, different limitations.
No, but is it really? Because Bonjira still could get the soul of Krillin back to Earth.
Yeah, but
from there. So the range is still the same? I guess, I don't know.
But the effect of the wish as well is different, because I don't think... Yeah, Purunga can't do multiple people wishes at once. Which is why he can't revive multiple people at once, right? So if he was put on in Shenron...
They just had a different skill
teleport. Team. Yeah, to like teleport everyone from Namek to... Or I don't think Purunga would be able to do that.
No, because he couldn't revive multiple people either. It was only Shenlong that could be like, oh, I could revive everyone killed by this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, they still have to mention one person. Like, killed everyone. Everyone killed by Frieza.
Yeah,
and
because
men,
it can't be natural causes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Natural causes, which like, is why.
That is a rule, annoying. Which is good.
Yeah, that is one rule.
Like, there is a rule, so it can't just be, like, natural causes. But, like, that's the thing, right? Like, this is a story, so we're never really going to encounter death by natural causes where it, like, actually matters. Right?
Roshi.
Like, we're all... Hmm?
Roshi. He's 300, bro.
Roshi could die. Natural causes.
Yeah, but like that won't be a problem, right? Because like then we're not gonna wish him back because like, well, that's it. Mm-hmm. But when it's like, oh, they were killed unjustly, like obviously then like that's what we're mostly gonna encounter in a story about martial arts and fucking alien space lore.
Galactical snakes at this point.
Yeah, like, of course, those are going to be the types of deaths we're dealing with. So, like, why, like, it's always going to be like this is the thing. Like, character death is hard because it cuts a character off from their potential. Like, there is a potential storyline with that character that you'll never be able to fulfill, right? Mm-hmm. That's why the character death sucks. But that's also precisely why it means something. Because death in real life is the same way. Like, people die, and that's not something that we can control or do anything about. And a lot of the time, you'll hear like at a funeral or like in just people talking about it, like, you know, they seem to have so much life left or whatever. Or, you know, like if somebody dies a bit younger, you know, like there's so much left ahead of them. And that's what it is, right? Like it's the ultimate end. And by instituting a resing mechanic that's infinite, like, you kind of take away from that. And
A limiting factor. The time is limiting factor. Yes, it restarts faster than Shenlong in 183 days, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
38, sorry.
Was that 130?
I remember 80, but doesn't matter. It restarts faster. Anyway, like, even then, the time is still a limiting factor. They can't only res three people at a time. what is saying correctly?
130. Like, we were all wrong.
I said 130.
He said it the second time, yeah. I thought it was
the second time.
Yeah. Oh, the first time. Whatever.
Hawk was right.
Yeah, I'm better.
No más inglés.
Anyway, so even then, he can't drive multiple people, so then still limited to that, and you're limited to the fact that he can only rest three every 133 days, so you can't infinitely keep resting an entire population of plants. That's just not possible.
I mean, yeah, but like the thing is, you're thinking about this logistically as if it were real life. You got also take into account the fact that this is a story, and story conveniences will happen, mm-hmm. right? Like, we never really see characters fucking like taking a bath, right? Like all the things that like that characters have to do like logistically, that gets cut out unless it's for story purposes. Yes, jokes yeah. count to that story purpose, but beyond that, like we're not going to sit around waiting. Like, did we have to watch them sit around for 130 days? No, we skipped right till the end.
Yeah.
So like for the audience's purposes. It's the same goddamn thing as Infinite Red. Because yeah. we don't have to wait around that long. It doesn't change anything for us. And like it's detrimental, man. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Fair. I'm just trying to more like say like the characters in universe still age those 130 days. Like it still happens.
Yeah.
Like Gohan still ages a year, whatever the fuck, right? Those kind of things still happen. So
Gohan's
so,
now like nine?
Six.
Eight? Six?
Yeah.
He was five when he went to Namek.
Yeah, so okay, right. Yeah, six now.
It's about six now. Because he skipped ahead a year again, right? Like,
yeah,
like
130 even days and then a year after that. So
yeah.
Like six, seven.
So he's definitely six, maybe seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Also like that he wanted to stay with Bulma and stuff because he didn't do his homework.
Yeah. It's
can
actually
I, can
like...
I please stay with your house, Bulma? I didn't do my homework.
Like we had
he fought the most powerful being in the universe and he's still scared of his mom.
No, go on Spider-Man for real. Like.
Yeah, did you hear Roshi? He said it himself. The real strongest in the universe is Son Goku Super Saiyan life. Chi right. Chi.
Yep.
Yeah, so, Roshi popping out of nowhere. Cause I didn't even see him before that. But he just popped out of goddamn nowhere to flame Chi Chi for no reason. That was so fucking
it was hilarious.
Oh my god, yeah, it's funny.
But can we talk about the moment that Goku killed Frieza? Or killed, I should more say, with asterisk.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Quotes, whatever. First time or second time?
Well, the time we think he's actually dead, the time he goes into the earth. Like
right,
when so, Goku does his look, like the look
right,
of like
yeah. So you
I'm
said,
disappointed.
You sent a message about this because
I sent a message.
The translators
it's
on your
my
thing.
Translator. Yes, it's called Mofo, the translation group. And he talks about the panel about how Goku when he overpowers Frieza from the final attack, he looks physically shaken. Like you see like shake lines around his arms and stuff, and he controlled a genuine, an actual rage there to like not fully crash out. And he gave Frieza so many chances.
Yeah, multiple chances, yeah.
Multiple. He gave him parts of Ki, and Frieza just wanted to end it. He didn't want to, like, I don't know, be good. Like, it's just not in his nature.
Yeah.
And I generally think it's a... I love this panel, and I think, Hutt, you sent those messages
yeah.
as well, right?
So,
yeah.
There is a difference between the anime and how the manga does it, because... In the manga, which is, you know, the right betrayal, Goku looks remorseful, right? Sad that that's what he had to do. While in the anime, he looks, like, angry. He looks angry that, you know, Frieza did that, right? Which,
yeah.
every single, even, but,
it's
like,
a big
every
difference.
Game, yeah, every game has actually, like, done the manga version instead, where he looks, like, remorseful for that scene, which I think is great.
Yeah,
but,
like
I mean, anime
it
was
goes
like
to
working
show,
all the time.
Right? That like in the end, like there's been this whole bit of Goku, like you know, being a lot more like angry. You know, he's doing his prime MJ shit talk, and like Kai says, like, oh hey, this is what it means to be a Super Saiyan. You know, that warrior consumed by rage. He's like this now, but in the end, we see like it's still Goku, right? Like
yeah.
he gets to like. Go through and do his thing, and he gets to like do what he's always been trying to do. You know, spare the people if he doesn't absolutely have to kill them. Mm-hmm. And I think like it almost feels like Goku was trying to make a point here, right? Like, I don't know, like, and this is obviously like reading into it a lot, but what else is the show for? Like, I feel like Goku's trying to make a point here. Rather than like trying to spare Frieza, he's trying to show to himself that he is, that this Super Saiyan rage isn't controlling him. Right? Like, like, because previously we've seen him, like, you know, just do turnarounds fair play after somebody, like, doesn't want the kindness, right? Like, he goes for it and is like, hey, I don't, if I don't have to kill you, I won't. And, you know, if after that they, like, they're still trying to come after him, like, you know, second time around, he's like, okay, that's it. Right? And here we see that he keeps trying, and I think that's more a point where Goku is trying to prove to himself, like, hey, I'm still me. This rage isn't controlling me. I don't have to kill him if I don't want to. Right? And I think that sad look that he gives at the end is not him being sad that Frieza couldn't change. It's the fact that he couldn't.
Mm. I mean, like, sad that he couldn't change to be more angry? Like, what do you, like, specifically mean by that?
That he couldn't, like, change to control that rage. Like, he still, in the end, like, took the life even though he didn't want to.
Like, yeah, he, but he kind of had to
himself that he can control that.
I feel like he kind of still had to. I think it's.
I mean, I think he definitely had to. Like that. Like, logically speaking, he had to.
Yeah. Like, for me, I interpreted more as like the normal way of, like, quote unquote, the normal way, as in, like, that he is remorseful that he couldn't change Frieza because he kind of does already control the race. We've seen like some bits and bobs of that, and for me, it felt more like he had to kill him, which he didn't want to, but he must. So he could, like, he couldn't change him, so he had to kill him. Because this tyrant couldn't continue prolonging and being part of the universe in that sense.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to lean back into the kind of the end of these chapters. Kind of jump forward a little bit, where we, of course, see him come back as a cyborg. I don't know. Like 50% robot at least.
Yeah, I guess it.
More robot than man at this point. Which I find very much a cop out. I don't know much about like his dad and like how this interaction plays out. I would have liked probably would have liked more if just his dad came for revenge instead of his son coming along with him.
Yeah, like,
it's him, daddy. Kill him.
This is what we were talking about with like Krillin as well. This story has a hard fucking time killing people off. Mm-hmm. That's annoying.
If I didn't see a corpse, he didn't die. It's the basic rule, but come on, like,
we saw him get fucking blasted to bits.
There was a hole to the middle of the planet. Come on, man.
Come on, son. Yeah.
It's your
like, to go back a little bit, like, I definitely agree with you. I feel like Frieza should just died there. But, like, I wanted to touch on the, like, we have our own interpretations of the final scene on Namek, which is fine. Like, but what I wanted to note that, like, this is essentially, like, Goku, like, telling himself a lie, right? Like, that he can, like, that,
it's
like,
fine.
His actions like this directly influence what he's like, right? Mm. Like, he had to make that choice because it was logically the right choice, but in his head, he's trying to justify something that he didn't want to do. And most of the time when people do that, they end up lying to themselves, right? That's more what I was going for. So, like, I think you're absolutely correct. Like, this is the correct choice. And, like, he absolutely had to. But I think just because of, like, the mental situation that Goku's in at this point, it goes to, like, essentially, like, a contradictory answer.
That makes sense, yeah. I mean, also, like, quick touching back on something that even happened even earlier. When he, like, joins into Kai's and like speaking with fucking like the elder, that just means he's on their level, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. It just taps in. It just wiretaps him.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Also, I'm pretty sure we've said this before, but it has to be happen again, or it has to be said again. King Kai is just watching the anime. He's just watching this, like, oh my god! I can't believe it!
Damn!
Yeah,
but it's exploded, bro!
Dragon Ball is so good that even Dragon Ball characters are watching it, bro. It's just it's so peak!
It's the most cope fucking reason why you should watch Dragon Ball. Like, if, why would I watch Dragon Ball? Like, if someone asks you, why you should watch Dragon Ball? So even the characters in Dragon Ball like to watch Dragon Ball.
They watch the series themselves, bro. It's so peak.
It's such a cop-out answer.
No. Peak in the making. But,
Anyway, we get to the actual shuttle, like, reaching Earth, right? Which we don't know his name yet, do we? Frieza's dad. I mean, he calls him Papa. That's all he knows.
Papa Freezer.
Mm-hmm. Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
The rapper?
Yeah.
You get the Papa. Like,
Big Papa.
I'd go with Cooler personally, since, you know, Freezer and Cooler.
Or was it Law and Order Special Victims Unit?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Also, Ryu, like, I don't know. I don't think you caught this, and you haven't mentioned it, so I don't think you realized this. But a couple episodes back, Frieza transformed into one of his like further forms, and like one of his like forms down from what you saw him in. Right.
Form 1? You mean like the first transformation?
Is it Form 1? Like,
I mean Form 2, like, with the bigger horns when he just gets taller and bigger.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that looks like his dad.
Looks like his dad.
Yeah, I know his dad.
That reference to his dad's name in that episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not catch that then, no. Yeah,
thought so.
So, I don't know, like, how are we gonna get his name next episode?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay, because otherwise I was gonna put it here, but now you get to try and figure out what I said last. Like,
don't look at.
I'm not gonna watch it back. I'll just know when and know.
No. Like you'll either remember or I get to tell you next episode.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This will be fun.
Also, I'm doing that all arc. Yeah.
Fair.
Wait, at one point we like held our hands up for like 5 minutes, me and Ben, like we were laughing at each other.
Yeah. Well, like when the fight started for Goku and Frieza, I just looked at Hutt and went,
and I was like,
I still don't know what that means.
The 5 minutes will blow up in 5 minutes.
Oh, like that. I see. The title still my title still stands. Anyway,
I think one day it'll be funny to like just watch the episodes back, all three of us, and then just go see. So there, I made a reference to this, and there, I made a reference.
Like, oh no, how did I miss this?
Forever.
Yeah,
I catch it for the most part.
I think anyway. Like my references have increased like exponentially since we hit Z.
I mean, yeah, you know better. You know this more and like more. Yeah, there's more reason as well for you, right? Mm-hmm. And DBZA helps.
Me watching Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
And Abridged also helps with like knowing stuff and the.
Yeah. I'm making references to Abridged like the entire series already, so like.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. When we watch that all together, it's gonna be crazy. You're gonna be like,
that'd be crazy.
Is your personality just Dragon Ball Z?
Just DBZA.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say yes.
It's gonna be great.
Like when you watch a movie, you base your entire personality of the main character.
This is what people say to me when they watch Community, finally. What's that? Look, two of my three previous housemates have said it.
Said what?
They both watched Community for the first time. I'm like, oh, I think I understand you
better. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's crazy. Now, something funny I noticed is like a off-the-beat thing. Bulma's hair, she had a bob cut at the start of the arc on Namek, right? At the end, she had like below shoulder length. It grew.
Bulma changes her hair constantly throughout arcs.
Yeah, she has like the like 80s. Like, is it like the 60s, 80s hair now? It like in when everyone's like on the
Something like that.
Yeah, zeros.
It's like what One Piece does for like outfit changes every arc. That's what Bulma's hair does, basically.
And Yamcha, to be fair, Yamcha does a lot too. Yamcha cuts his hair.
He gets a bowl cut, I guess.
Yeah, he gets the typical really Japanese bowl.
Oh, I know they do change their clothes. Never mind.
Yeah, they do.
I'm yapping.
Yeah.
Vegeta is in the casual like office worker fit right now.
Yeah.
You know what? The
funniest 9 to 5.
You know what the funniest part is about that? You can't see it here, but that shirt, pink.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Like and it says "bad man" on the back. It's great.
That's crazy.
Also,
only thing that would be better is if it said like "juicy" on his butt.
What the fuck?
Also, a click, okay? Watch
yeah.
We watch okay.
But also,
you weren't here.
Yeah, you weren't here. But
he was working.
Oh yeah, true.
I have a job, you know. Like yeah, I drove you.
Well, I had fun.
This is my job.
Fair enough.
But, it's my side gig. We also see Tien. Tien has a little beef with Vegeta. He's just small.
And fair enough. Like bro, they killed him.
It's so understandable. Like, everybody else is so normal about it. It's like, oh, whatever. Yeah. And Tien's like, he killed me!
Not only me, everyone here!
Why do you not care?
I'm surprised.
Tien's real. Yeah. Like, Tien's just keeping it real. He's like, what
Tien,
the fuck,
just
bro?
Just like the real motherfucker. Yeah. Also, he's fucking crazy.
Yamcha's a whole ass bitch. He's just like, oh, hey, look.
He lives with him now.
We're going to got to fight about this.
Tien is like, bro, how can you live with this man, bro? And I'm surprised.
Tien would fit, though.
Yeah, Tien is a great fit. But I'm surprised, like, Vegeta doesn't pull any, like, semantics. Like, oh, I technically never killed any of you. It was, like, the Cybermen and my underling Nappa, but I never did
Vegeta
anything.
Vegeta wants to smoke. Vegeta yeah. Like fully wants to smoke.
He does, and he knows no one can do anything to him. Like the only person that poses as a challenge on Earth is Piccolo, and Piccolo's just like out there doing his own thing.
Piccolo's out here standing like cinematically in wastelands. Like he's got better.
Right, he was waiting for Yamcha. He was waiting that someone, hopefully, someone noticed him standing there cinematically.
Yeah. This like, is
he,
funny. Like, it's actually
but, like he was standing there like this was like
no no he was like with the hands backwards looking yeah, backwards yeah, just like epic just like
this is like, actually do I announce my presence
just like the chest forward just like looking backwards like epically.
Yeah. It's actually kind of funny in the like dubbed version of the anime because Christopher Sabat who voices Vegeta also voices Piccolo, so it was basically Christopher Sabat complimenting himself.
That's so good. That's so
good. Oh, that's hilarious. Also, there's one thing I wanted to bring up with the Frieza Goku fight itself, and it's that at the end they still like default to hand-to-hand combat again.
Yep,
which is still pretty neat, yep. Even though you know Goku is mad and he's like. Become this warrior of rage, right? He's still like fisticuffs, you know, martial arts.
I mean, like he's got to do what he's best at, right? And yeah. That is so not like whatever the fuck the Destructo discs flying around was.
Yeah, yeah, Goku.
Like, that's never been his game.
No, he can do the Kamehameha, and he can do like blast, but like you know, that's not his thing. His thing is hands.
His game is straight up hands.
Yeah.
Also, I'm looking at Frieza now. He is a right arm. This top part, like his collarbones, his neck, and like this part of his face. Like half, go like just his mouth, basically, nose, and then his right eye.
Yeah.
That's all, and one ear.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
does man live?
He's very resilient.
He's an alien.
He's yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, we saw.
How does it recover his body from an exploding planet? The amount of energy that comes.
He's
from
just that strong. Like,
I hate the Dragon Ball yeah. fans. He's just that strong. That's the argument for everything here.
Literally. Just, what else?
I mean, it
see?
Sucks, but it's true. It's true. Just sucks.
Hey, you know why Kaido can take punches?
And it's stupid.
That strong.
But that is probably the reasoning. I hate it.
Yeah, it's
dumb. Like, I'm mad about this.
It's just the power scaling of the verse. It's just,
yeah, you know, I mean, well, like, you know, next week and whatnot.
Yeah. Like, we're not gonna see people blow up planets that often anyways, probably.
No, I don't want to power scale a fucking planet against people fighting hand-to-hand combat. It's not how this is supposed to go. It's just not how this series should be.
I think we'll talk about power scaling at some point. Like I think it'll be a good retrospective, like when we look back and like, okay, so how was that handled? I know when I want to start talking about it. But I'll leave that for when we're actually there. Like there's I think in the upcoming arc and like beyond, like there's a lot of stuff that I've been like passively keeping an eye out for, that I finally get to talk about. So I'm excited about that, and also not, because I'm going to complain a lot.
There is
surprise. I have things to complain about.
There is one major complaint I have with this series that doesn't come before later.
My biggest gripe, and I, you know what it is. My biggest like point of hatred for this series.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly what it is, and I've been thinking like there's a chance that it's actually pulled off well. And I was just so fucking mad about it the first time I watched this that like it that I might not actually be as mad about it the second time around. But if it's not, I will blow up something.
Does it have with someone passing
something?
Yes, I
will go something. Back to Namek.
Does it have something to do with someone passing something to someone else?
Yeah.
Okay, see? I don't have any issues with that, but we'll come to it when we get there.
I'm so mad about it.
Keep the discussion forum actually there so I know what the fuck y'all are talking about.
This is just my most hated thing in the entire series, so we'll get there.
Mm-hmm. It's a very popular complaint.
You think you've seen me hating thus far? Oh, baby boys. Baby times.
I'm prepared. He'll be there.
There is, we have different opinions on that more than likely.
I think that'll be interesting because it's gonna be like 20 minutes of me yelling about it and then you get to talk.
Also,
we forgot to mention the one major thing. Goku is still alive after the explosion on the planet.
That's just the thing.
I mean,
yeah,
Frieza could do it. Goku could do it. Nah,
Frieza's
but
an alien. Goku is an alien.
Yeah, he can't breathe in space.
More human-like than Frieza. So
yeah, Muffin Button.
But
What I imagine would happen, because I figured he would survive main character and all, but we're a year later. Like, what I figured would happen, Ren reading, I was like, so either he's gonna just hold his breath, fly at supersonic speed, like speed of light
like
type of shit to Earth,
like
and just land there. Yeah!
That's
what I genuinely thought. Like,
I feel like that works for this universe, right? Like, that's just about the right level of, like,
of goofiness.
This is kind of how physics might work if you squint your eyes at it.
Yeah. Like he's a martial artist. He might have trained his like breath. Lunch, like he maybe hold for 3 minutes. Flies really quickly instead of a month with the super speed spaceship. Flies her in like 3 minutes and arrives on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's strong.
I feel like he would go to a nearby planet then just like
hot planets
planet
at that
hop?
Point.
Yeah.
Maybe he's even doing that. Maybe he's doing that. We don't know. We haven't seen him. I mean, that's why it's taking him a year.
Frieza did say that the
it
same
you know,
would be a couple hours,
really
right?
Funny if like he comes like from planets that like know the Saiyans as like the you know planet merchants.
He doesn't have a tail.
So he just
he doesn't
up
have a tail.
And it's like,
he doesn't
oh
have a tail.
God!
He doesn't have a tail. He looks human.
It'll be yeah, but they don't know what he.
I mean, Saiyans and humans. Let's be honest. He's got the spiky hair of a Saiyan.
True. He does have the like typical Saiyan haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Might be
which
true.
Is up. That's the typical Saiyan haircut. Does it defy gravity? Okay, you might be saying.
Yeah, you know, unless you're unless you're
looking at the fucking looking at a just a random thing, just like just floating orb, might be a Saiyan.
Floating orb with just like spikes on the top. It's like that. It's a Saiyan.
Just a mace, but this is the ball of the mace. Just the end.
Yeah.
Just the morning star ball. Just with spikes.
I like the idea that we can frame this like a fucking Phineas and Ferb skit. It's just like a round ball. Like, round ball. A spike around ball. A Saiyan round ball!
Get spiky haired. It just turns to yellow too. Because fuck it, why not?
A Super Saiyan spike ball!
That's crazy though. Yeah, Gohan seems to have. He still seems to be wearing the armor, like the Saiyan armor.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like his battle outfit. Like we saw him like doing his shit, like doing his homework and whatnot, and then he was just wearing normal clothes.
Yeah,
yeah,
it makes sense. True. It's also like he's like very durable and tough like clothes, right? Krillin is just more comfortable in his normal clothes, so he just wears that.
Okay, I mean, Gohan did train, train most of his time in these, but he did have his most, like, enduring battles in these, on Namek. So I'm assuming that, like, by that, you're like, okay, this actually feels and works for me. I like this. Krillin stated before, he didn't like the paths, even if they moved with his arms. He didn't like it. So for him being in the thing, which the like the robes, which he has always been fighting in, I feel like that were not robes, but you get the point. Like he always like has fought in that and always has trained that for years. This guy is 20 something now. He started as like a kid. Like, he's been in this for like 10 years. Like he is used to this outfit. It just works better for him.
It does.
Alright, but you know, we're here now. This is the end of at least the Namek arc. Retrospective. What are we feeling?
I think Namek's, well, I liked it. It had the whole, it had the main plot line of trying to collect the Dragon Balls to save their friends that died, while also having and then also having like a secret like a side thing with Goku and then his like achieving the Super Saiyan, right?
Yeah,
kind of like two main narratives there. But it's pretty cool. I like the tactics they had to use. They couldn't brute strength through everything, right? And there were several factions, you know, Vegeta, the Krillins, Gohan, and the Frieza Force, which, you know, eventually merged together, two of them, but still, right? Different factions doing different things with different goals.
Which I like as well.
I like the chaos of it, but also, you know, having to use all their everything they had at their disposal to actually be able to manage to survive, right?
Your first time reading it, of course.
If we're solely taking the planet arc, ending it where we think like Goku flies up and the planet blows up, and where we think Frieza is dead, I liked it. I generally didn't think Frieza was a good villain. He was pure evil incarnate. Goku being, of course, the complete opposite of that, like pure good. I think we spoke about this when with Piccolo Daimyo, even back then.
Yeah.
Good versus evil. I still like that. It makes it easy to hate the villain. Just make him pure evil.
Frieza is very hateable. He's very well written as a hateable character.
Exactly. That's the of course you have villains that have like morally gray standpoints.
Frieza's
like,
not that. He's just
He is just bad villain. We get the whole Vegeta, too. Of course, as a side character that like turns goods over time. He's still like tsundere about it, but he is quote unquote good. He's not that bad.
He helps, I guess.
He helps run the farm at this point, so he's doing something for the community. And then of course there's a lot of other characters like you said before, Hyde, like a lot of characters coming together, like a lot of storylines with the Frieza Force, like trying to find the Dragon Balls, killing everything, Vegeta having his own thing, and then that comes together with Krillin and Gohan trying to like get against it. Then we get Goku, who comes a bit late. I like that first part where we didn't have Goku for a little bit. It can be, again, I don't hate not having a main character in an arc, but there are some series that don't do it that well. I feel like this was done quite good. I think I said something similar, like I didn't like that much when we were actually in it. But now looking back on it, I think I did. I don't think it was that bad. It was a small part of it. It was fine. And of course, Super Saiyan is fucking hype. Like the whole fight at the end was amazing.
Yeah, we didn't touch on it much, but it also looks sick. It looks really good.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
It's hard to convey in actual like how shit looks through a podcast. Okay, read the manga. I think that is about everything. The Piccolo coming back and shit was hype. Getting finally the wishes. Like the whole plot lines were good. Like going behind Frieza's back, trying to steal the ball. Vegeta's back at that point, getting the balls. Like all of the things were like there was definitely a lot of groups and a lot of people doing their own things and having their own end goals, like you said, Hud, which I also did like. It came together well. It didn't feel too chaotic as the amount of shit that was going on. I feel like it's flipped back enough and it didn't do it too quickly that you're like, what's going on? You can have that where you have like multiple storylines and then they like flip through them really quickly. And like, what just happened?
Yeah.
But Namek's, I think it was.
Yeah. Namek's saga also. I'll gloss over that. Never mind.
I obviously like been keeping track of a bunch of things throughout this arc. Like one of the things that I kept track of was the legend of the Super Saiyan. The way that it is conveyed in this arc is very cool through word of mouth. And the idea of like hearsay folklore and like just like word of mouth as like a means of spreading information was used to very like, I don't want to say perfection, but like to very good good measures and lengths, because like the way that Super Saiyan is built up as like this idea of like, okay, so we don't really know what the fuck it is. It's kind of just like a vague idea. And like, obviously, like we have the not benefit, but like the disadvantage of like exactly knowing what Super Saiyan looks like, because it's fucking Super Saiyan. It's been around for forever. And it's like the anime transformation. Like my fucking parents know what Super Saiyan is, right? So like, you know, obviously we already knew where it was going, but like just taking the time to like look at it through like the aspect of the story, like how is this being built up, and it's shown as like it's a really good build up and like pulled really tight. Like it's not like every other sentence that like they're mentioned, like, oh, the Super Saiyan Vegeta sometimes felt a little bit like that, but I think that's more meme-y, like just like, oh, he keeps talking about Super Saiyan, ooh, if you know what it is. But like if you don't, then like it's like, yeah, they're like, what the fuck is he actually talking about? It's very interesting. Like the intrigue that it builds is very cool, and it builds up very well. In the same vein, like a similar measure is included for Frieza's strength and power, right? And like Frieza's built up really well as a hateable villain, like you said, Ryu. But what also is really good is the fact that all the hype and like build up for Frieza's strength, and then there was another two stages added on top of it. Like every single time we thought we hit his peak, there was more to it. And on one side, that's very like intimidating and interesting. And on the other side, you don't know when it's like done talking about. Like they very explicitly say, like, I'm going to 100% power now, right? So like,
then he was like, nah, I was actually going 70%. And like, why say it then? I said this last week when we talked.
Yeah,
about
like it's a bit like, I think they overcooked it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it was right there being like, this is perfect, this is great, exactly what we needed. I think they overdid just a little bit. But it, all in all, I think they did really well on the like strength, building up a Frieza strength. And like, I think this is like the frantic struggle. I think like when arcs are trying to emulate like this is like a frantic feeling of the main characters like running around doing side objectives to try and like avoid like trouble and consequences, like in newer stories, I think this is the arc they're pulling from. And I think that's for a very good reason.
That's fair.
Yeah, like I think there's definitely like parts that I didn't like. I mean, like I think a lot of it just stems from I don't like where they like it's kind of like emblematic of like some problems that I have with later Dragon Ball as well. Like I'll talk more about those when we actually get there and they become a bit more pronounced. But like everything that's good about this arc is still definitely good. But there's also some like seeds of like problems that will get out of hand a little bit.
That will sprout later on. Yeah.
Yeah. So just like keep that in the back of your head, as I've been saying in so many of these episodes. Like there's more to come. Keep it in mind. Keep a watchful eye, and we'll talk about it when we get there.
Yeah.
With that, boys.
What?
Do you have anything else that we want to talk about?
Feet. Last panel of chapter.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can somebody just like clip that? I just need that as a clip to hold against Hutt forever.
No. Anyways.
Someone yeah, those ain't Goku's like horrible shoes.
They ain't Goku's. They ain't Gohan's. They ain't Yamcha's. They ain't Tien's. They ain't Piccolo's.
Yeah, Vegeta's. Everyone in the group.
Could it be Vegeta's?
Could it? Vegeta's. Vegeta has blue. Wait, no. We don't see his.
So we know it's not Piccolo's because this man has like burlap sacks for feet.
Yes, he's the Gucci.
No, he got the Gucci. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. We don't. I don't think we get a clear shot of Vegeta's.
Maybe on the field? Do we maybe see them?
No, I don't see him. I've looked for everything.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, I guess not.
So, what the fuck?
It could be Vegeta, I guess, but I doubt it. Why did they not show his full, like, why would he be the one that's, like, sent there? Also, it sounds like he just landed there instead of, like, the sound effect.
So what are we thinking? Like, what can we do with this?
Vegeta did say no flying, right?
Yeah, he wouldn't jump over and then land there. Like,
that would be kind of hypocritical if he was like, no flying, and then they just land.
It's not that stupid.
Also, we said no flying because they might come to us. They're already here. I don't think
honestly,
it matters.
You might as well jump them, right? Like,
it means all fucking guns.
No, jumping hadn't been invented yet. We
didn't come out yet.
Gaisen.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, no, wait. JoJo's Part 5. Part 5.
Yeah.
Where they jump that random dude at the camp? Don't worry, it's exactly what I said.
I'm just thinking of Abakil like drinking the wine before he's let me join in.
That scene, I've fucking seen that. He's just on the cafe. I'm joining that.
This is like, get up!
like it makes sense. Narancho is the bratty kid, and then Abakil is like,
okay. Anyways. So if we don't think that it's Vegeta, who could it be?
Could it be Goku? Wait, no, that's not Goku's. Yeah, you're right. That's not Goku's.
No, Goku wears the fucking blue and white motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Blue and yellow.
Yeah, honestly,
Swedish. Unless he got a like fit change because his fit was kind of.
I mean,
like,
he has the fucking fit Back to the Future things on.
Back to the Future.
He does have the Back to the Future auto.
I see what he's got. I see your.
Yeah, the automatic like tightening shoe from Back to the Future.
Like that. Yeah. I get it.
I was gonna say, when Back to the Future 3 happens, you think that's still have like Jordans? Then I realized that was like 3 years ago or something. Yeah. No, it's 2018. It was 6 years ago.
Our producer says. Prediction from someone who hasn't seen or just read anything, Goku with new drip. So we got a fourth prediction here too.
He just went to 18 planets hopping and he's got some drip along the way.
Yeah.
Even on Zerbak 76 they got Jordans, let's be honest.
That's crazy.
They know how to dress.
Yeah, they dress.
That's Jorglob. Jorglob Jorglapson.
It's more than Jordal. anyway, I think that's enough for this week.
Yeah, we're done.
We know though it is. It might be Goku with new drip.
Yep. It might be. That's like the biggest.
Alright. So
it's still like Freeze should have died.
Goodbye to Ryu.
Freeze should have died.
Great.
The Hut.
Peace.
I've been your host Ben, and we see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.